For a long time, the perception has been that it's all about business between Washington and Riyadh. That really seems to be the rock bottom line for President Trump and Mohammed bin Salman. There is a backlash underway, though. Germany announced this week that it is putting all weapons sales to Saudi Arabia on hold. When Trump spoke to reporters yesterday, he talked about the Saudis' hundreds of billions of dollars in orders from American companies. He translated that into U.S. jobs. He said hundreds of thousands of them. Here's a president last month talking about what's at stake with Saudi Arabia.
600,000 jobs, maybe more than that. And it would be very hurtful to this country if we said, oh, we're not going to sell it to you.
600,000. That number might be a little high, Marco.
The World's Stephen Snyder has been tracking the sale of U.S. weapons to Saudi Arabia.
Some experts are putting the number of U.S. jobs dependent on Saudi Arabia as much, much lower.
I don't think the president knows how many jobs are connected with arms sales to Saudi Arabia. You know, he said there's 1 million jobs, 500,000 jobs. When he met with Mohammed bin Salman in the White House, he had a chart that said 40,000 jobs. My estimate is it could be half of that. You know, it's less than 0.03% of the U.S. labor force.
That's William D. Hartung. He follows this stuff at the Center for International Policy.
Well, if you look at sales to Saudi Arabia in terms of deliveries that happen every year, that's about $2.5 billion a year, a couple percentage points of what the Pentagon spends.
So, Stephen, what exactly do the Saudis buy from the U.S.?
All kinds of military hardware. F-15 fighter jets, for example, from Boeing. Helicopters from Boeing and Sikorsky. Combat ships from Lockheed Martin. Laser-guided bombs from Raytheon. Those are some of the big-ticket items.
And in Donald Trump's statement yesterday, he suggested that if U.S. companies stop selling to the Saudis, then China and Russia will fill the void and they'll get the profits. Is that true?
Yeah, they could. But in the short term, that would be really tough. William Hartung says that the Saudis are heavily invested in U.S. weapon systems.
2/3 of their air force comes from the United States. They have thousands of armored vehicles and tens of thousands of bombs from the United States. All of those need support.
So the Saudis need the U.S. for its weapon systems. But what about those American workers?
Well, Hartung says it's tens of thousands of jobs, not hundreds of thousands of jobs. Even though it's serious for anybody who loses a job, it's not a major impact on the U.S. economy, though it would be felt in places where the weapons are made. Let me give you one example. F-15s. Mm. The F-15SA, special plane made for Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is the only customer in the world for these. The U.S. doesn't even use them anymore. They're made at a Boeing plant in St. Louis and another one in St. Charles, Missouri. In our sample, there were about $3 billion in support contracts to maintain and upgrade those planes, with work that's going to be done in about 20 different U.S. cities. And many Americans also work on F-15s inside Saudi Arabia.
Right, as advisors and maintenance and all that stuff that you need for those expensive jets.
Yes. Helicopters, combat ships, bombs, they all get made the same way with a really long supply chain that stretches across the U.S.
It sounds like there would be a big impact.
Well, in some communities it would be, but experts say there's a backlog on many orders from the Pentagon and from foreign customers, and that many workers would be transferred to those production lines.
So, as we said earlier, Germany has stopped delivering weapons to Saudi Arabia now. That is not happening here.
No. In fact, since the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, the Defense Department has announced 5 new contracts with Saudi Arabia. The most recent one was on Monday.
All righty, the World's Stephen Snyder, looking at weapons the U.S. sells to Saudi Arabia. Thanks very much for this, Stephen.
Thanks, Marco.